Programs, the following communities will receive first priority: those who continue to be denied free and open access to the broadcast media, and those who suffer oppression or exploitation based upon class, race, sex, age, creed, disability, sexual orientation, or immigrant status.
The time on WRFG is just about 1 minute past 6 o'clock, and we are delighted to welcome back Kathleen Mainland.
Good evening, everyone. I thought we were close enough to having celebrated Robert Burns' birthday for you to hear a bit more about him. He lived from 1759 to 1796. And when I say lived, I mean lived. In his short, chaotic life, Robert Burns became one of the most famous and influential poets in the world, and by far the most influential in the history of Scotland. It is not too much to say that he was also the most important person responsible for saving the uniqueness of Scottish culture and of the Scottish people. He was born at Alloway in Ayrshire, the son of William Burns and the former Agnes Brown. His father was a tenant farmer who eventually worked himself to death trying to coax a living from the weak Scottish soil and the country's harsh climate. William Burns came from a long line of farmers in Kincardineshire, in the middle of the country, who had moved south in hope of finding a better life. In this, they were disappointed. But William Burns saw to it that his eldest son received the elements of an education. It was not at all unusual for even the poorest people in Scotland to be literate. In fact, the country probably had the highest literary rate of any in Europe at that time. Robert Burns was taught at several schools, but most of his instruction came from his father. He borrowed such books as Salmon's Geographical Grammar and A Life of the Scottish Patriot, William Wallace. Burns read Locke, The Spectator, and the Scottish poets Robert Ferguson and Alan Ramsay. He studied French and Latin. The neighbours noted his unusual talent, and his father predicted great things for his son, who began to write poetry at an early age. But poverty weighed heavily on the family, which grew to 7 children, and by the age of 13, Robert Burns was in the fields. And it was as a ploughman that Burns' lifelong interests in women and poetry began to develop. He even saw them as a sort of unity. Quote, "There is certainly some connection between love and music and poetry. I never had the least thought or inclination of turning poet till I once got heartily in love. And then rhyme and song were, in a manner, the spontaneous language of my heart." End quote. Burns knew much about love. He fathered more than a dozen children, most of them born out of wedlock. His behaviour, while not common in its excess, was part of the immense dichotomy of 18th century Scotland, which had one of the world's most severe and puritanical national churches presiding over the world's most libertine population. Scotland has a long tradition of lewdness. Few people realise that many of Burns' songs and poems are sanitised versions of earlier bawdy songs. An example is the famous "Comin' Through the Rye." "Gin a buddy, meet a buddy, comin' through the rye. Gin a buddy, the F-word, a buddy, need a buddy cry." Burns also wrote a short piece which gave his own attitude. "Say, Puritan, can it be wrong to dress plain truth in witty song? What honest nature says we should do, what every lady does, or would do." Even among the most prudish of Scots, Burns is revered, and his behaviour somehow justified to a sort of respectability. As he passed into manhood, his life became more complicated with women, children, his poverty as a farmer, and ill health caused by the residue of rheumatic fever. Everything changed in the pivotal year of 1786. He wanted to marry Jean Armour, who was pregnant with his twins, but her father forbade it and made her break her promise to him. Angrily, Burns resolved to emigrate to Jamaica, but decided that as a last hope to stay in Scotland, he would try to publish some poetry with a publisher in nearby Kilmarnock. To say that the famous Kilmarnock edition was a success is not nearly enough. The book absolutely stunned the people of Scotland, rich and poor, and Burns became famous immediately. It is easy looking back to see why, in addition to possessing a great talent, Burns was so successful.
Scotland had lost its independence in 1707, when it merged its parliament with that of England. This was still depressing to a proud people, and everyone knew that it was brought about by the Darien fiasco, which bankrupted an already poor country. Scotland's technological success in the Industrial Revolution was making a few people rich, but not enough wealth had yet been created to elevate the ordinary man. The country was very poor. Even worse, Scotland was losing its identity. The Scots language was dying out. The country's authors wrote in standard English. The country's rich history was being negated. Scotland was in danger of losing its heritage to become a shire of England. But into this darkness came a very good-looking, strongly built, charismatic, self-educated peasant genius, whose poetry awakened something very basic in the Scots. Burns didn't invent the Scottish philosophy, it was part of him. An honest man's the noblest work of God. A man's a man for all that. And these are ideas entrenched deeply in the Scottish psyche. The people saw and heard words that belonged to Scotland alone. Burns didn't write in the old Scots language. He did better. He created a new dialect, easy to understand, combining Scots and English. Burns went from totally unknown to famous in a matter of weeks. It was as if the Scottish people were like a crystal glass, humming with the sympathetic vibrations of his words. He had returned the country's identity to its people. Here are some excerpts. Scotch drink. O thou my muse, good old Scotch drink. Whether through wimplin worms thou jink, and that is wimplin is winding, or richly brown, ream o'er the brink, cream o'er the brink, in glorious fame, foam. Inspire me till I lisp and wink to sing thy name. And from the Cotter's Saturday Night, the cotter is somebody who lives in a cottage. O Scotia, my dear, my native soil, for whom my warmest wish to heaven is sent, long may thy tardy sons of rustic toil be blessed with health and peace and sweet content. And to a mouse, we sleek it, meaning sleek, cowering timorous beastie, ho, oh, what a panic's in thy breastie. Thou needna start a war sae hasty, wi' bickering brattle that's hurrying scamper. I would be laith to run and chase thee, loath to run, wi' murdering prattle, plough staff. And address to a haggis, ye powers, wha mak mankind your care, and dish them out their bill o' fare, auld Scotland wants nae skinkin' ware that's watery, that jops in luggies, splashes in bowls. But if ye wish her grateful prayer, gie her a haggis. But this was not all that Burns did. Scotland had one of the richest traditions of folk music in the world, and that too was being corrupted, lost, and in danger of dying out. Burns began to collect hundreds of tunes from all parts of the country, and wrote lyrics to those which had none, and improved other lyrics. He contributed to the Scots Musical Museum and refused pay for this work, although he remained poor. The old tunes with their new brilliant lyrics became popular again, and many are still sung today. On New Year's Eve, millions of people all over the world sing the Scots words of Auld Lang Syne, without even knowing that they mean old long ago. The song ranks with Happy Birthday and For He's a Jolly Good Fellow as one of the three most often sung songs in the English language. In this role, Robert Burns became one of Britain's greatest songwriters and one of the best in the world. Burns is Scotland's national poet. He is revered by Scots as is no other person. Throughout the Cold War, Burns was even celebrated as a champion of the common man in communist countries such as China and the Soviet Union. But this does not mean he would have been a communist. He would have hated its totalitarian dictators. He is still revered in those countries, and in China at least, is probably better known than is any other Western poet. Burns was for freedom, and sympathised with both the American and French revolutions. Eventually, Burns was given a job in Dumfries, collecting taxes and was able to leave hardscrabble farming. But his health had been broken and he died, not even close to completing 40 years. On his birthday each year, Robert Burns is celebrated at thousands of Burns suppers and Burns nichts in practically every country of the world. Whiskey is poured, the immortal memory toasted, haggis served, and Burns poetry read. Even in areas where there are not even any Scots or Scots-descended people in attendance. Hundreds attend at locations as remote from Scotland as Shanghai. As the Encyclopaedia Britannica puts it, Burns' birthday is, quote, celebrated annually with rites associated with no other man of letters anywhere in the world, end quote. His poetry is universal, his message straightforward and understood by all. He preaches sympathy, tolerance, honesty, reason, freedom, humility, fairness, and perhaps most of all, brotherhood. Then let us pray that come it may, as come it will for all that, that sense and worth o'er all the earth shall bear the gree, and all that shall have first place. For all that and all that, it's coming yet for all that man to man the world hour shall brothers be for all that. And that is Robert Burns, who didn't live long enough.
That was excellent. Thank you so much. Can you tell us what you just read from, for readers who might
be interested in hearing more? I read, he's in a book called The Scottish 100 by Duncan A. Bruce, and it's published by Carroll and Graff. All sorts of influential Scots. I've read from this book before.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, I learned a lot, and I thought I knew a little about Robert Burns, but every time you hear about him, you hear more, because he obviously fit a lot into his brief time on this planet. Well, thank you, Kathleen, and we look forward to your next visit here.
Good night.
If you are a fan of Scottish bagpipe music and you would like to attend a celebration of the Atlanta Pipe Band with Celtic Kudzu and some other musicians, including Mr. Tom McNeil, a fabulous keyboard musician from Cape Breton area of Canada. There is a concert, this is their 40th year actually, there's a concert at Oglethorpe, and it's all happening on Saturday the 5th of March at 7 p.m. We have a pair of tickets to give away. The number down here is 404-523-8989. And also we have a brand new recording of an old Burns classic. This is Mr. Jim Malcolm. Enjoy.
Signifies the life, oh man, dwell not for the losses, oh. Green grow the rushes, oh. Green grow the rushes, oh. The sweetest stars that dead I spend are spent among the lasses, oh. The world it is made of chase, and riches still may fly the more. Though at last they catch them fast, their hearts can ne'er enjoy them. Green grow the rushes, oh. Green grow the rushes, oh. The sweetest stars that dead I spend are spent among the lasses, oh. But give me a canny out. About my deity, oh. Miyake is an worldly man. Miyake tapso tiri yo. Green grow the rushes o. Green grow the rushes o. The sweetest hours that dead I spend. I spend among the lasses, seduce ye sneer at this. You're not but senseless asses, oh, oh, oh. The wisest man the world e'er saw, he dearly loved the lasses, oh. Green grow the rushes, oh. That I spend among the lasses, oh. Old nature swears the lovely deeds, a noblest work she classes, oh, oh, oh. Her apprentice hand she tried on mine, and then she made lasses, oh. Green grow the rushes, oh. Green grow the rushes, oh. The sweetest hours that dead I spend are spent among the lasses, oh.
The airts the winds can blow, ideally like the west, for there the bonny lassie lives, the lassie I love best. The wild wood grow, the rivers flow, and many a hill between, but day and night my fancy's flight is ever with my Jean. I see her in the dewy flowers, I see her sweet and fair, I hear her in the tuneful birds, I hear her charm the air. There's not a bonny flower that springs by fountain shore green. There's not a bonny bird that sings that minds me of my Jean.
Sprung in June, and my love is like played in tune. As fair art thou, my bonny lass, say deep in love am I, and I will love thee still, my dear, till all the seas gang dry. Till all the seas gang dry, my dear, and the rocks melt with the sun.
We just heard two in a row from Smithfield Fair from their album Scotland, Fair Scotland. And we started off with Jim Malcolm from his brand new album. It just arrived on Friday. It's called Sparkling Flash. And we heard a lovely take of Green Grow the Rashes of, following up on Kathleen Mainland's wonderful Burns reading for us today. It's still just about a month since Robert Burns' birthday, and we celebrate in January and February in particular. He would have been 252 had he lived, but he didn't even make it to 40. The Smithfield Fair tracks, as we said, were from an album called Scotland, Fair Scotland. We heard I Found Kiss and O.A. the Earths, a little narration there and a well-known tune, followed by a lovely version of the classic, My Love is Like a Red, Red Rose. Well, from one classic to another, we are about to listen to some wonderful music. We're going to hear the oldest tune that I have ever known existed. I didn't know it was this old, and it's just hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years old. It's astonishingly old, apparently documentedly so. We're going to hear Matt Malloy playing it in a minute, and it's part of our Out of This World musical segment today. And if you've been following the news, the International Space Station features astronaut Catherine Coleman, who is quite an impressive flute player. And she met Matt Malloy at a concert in Texas quite a while back, maybe 8 or 9 years ago. And eventually he gave her one of his prize flutes. She also obtained a flute from Ian Anderson of Jethro Tull and a tin whistle from Paddy Maloney of the Chieftains. And all three of these are, as we speak, up in the International Space Station. And she's been playing them this week, and I think there's even excerpts available on YouTube. Probably the first time that Irish traditional music has been played in space. Now, Matt Malloy, of course, is a member of the Chieftain. He has a distinguished career in Irish music, as does, of course, Mr. Paddy Maloney, who won his first piping competition, if I'm not mistaken, in 1948. Paddy Maloney along with several other members of the Chieftains, got their first feet wet, so to speak, in Irish traditional music as an ensemble with Seán Arreaza and Ceoil Tóirí Cúlainn. And I just returned today from the Savannah Music Festival, the Savannah Irish Festival, and one of the surprise to me performers, he was not originally advertised as being on the bill, it only appeared since I last spoke to you a week ago, was Seán O'Shea, the original singer with Seán Arreaza and Ceoil Tóirí Cúlainn, and hence, in a sense, the original singer of the Chieftains, although they were not called the Chieftains then. By the time they were the Chieftains, they didn't have a singer. He performed with these musicians for many years, in particular the 1960s, and we're going to play a song now. The best, perhaps, Seán Arreaza, well, the second best known song, Manon Aheir and Women of Ireland will be the best known song. And this is perhaps the second best known song, but an extraordinary song. It's called the Bhí Bean Uasail, There Was a Woman, a Lady. And it is also known by the name Carrick Fergus. The verses alternate in English and Irish. The poetry dates back to the 1700s for Northern Irish poet. Seán Arreaza himself allegedly came up with the tune, as he did for the tune from Manon Aheir. We're going to take a listen now to a classic recording from 1969, March, at the Gaiety Theatre in Dublin. It's from an album called Arreaza sa Gaiety, Arreaza at the Gaiety. It was released in 1970. Seán Arreaza sadly passed away the following year. It'll be 40 years ago this year, in October 1971. We're going to take a listen to this track first, and then we're going to follow it up with some out-of-this-world music from Paddy Maloney and Matt Malloy. This is the Bhí Bean Uasail.
The Bhí Bean Uasail shall the loyal stocker she swas deem so far ere the was last was this na balti mura ach dog she on me was the vine she comes of the Orsian town will the venture shown him over pain. Ach, finished I'm time love, scan faller lies agon. Is beg mo fwyn tyr i golym ie. I wish I had you in Carrick Fergus, ni fado na chyn go bali chwyn. Deep blue waters in the enigma royal seagull. For the seas are deep, love, and I can't swim over, and neither we'll be right back. and my days are over. Come, Molly Asbody, now lay me
Kelsey. I'm a junior at the Paideia School. Keep WRFG independent and strong. We're looking for 100 people to donate $100 each. Since 1973, WRFG has been our gift to the community. Untouched by the hand of commercial media, WRFG offers pure listening pleasure. Whether that be listening to an eclectic variety of genres or tuning in to educate yourself on current progressive issues. Most of our financial support comes from people just like you, not corporations. By donating, you'll be helping your community radio station. So please, make your tax-deductible donation today. You can donate online at wrfg.org or mail your donation to WRFG at 1083 Austin Avenue Northeast, Atlanta, Georgia, 30307. Thank you.
We heard two in a row there. We started off with Mr. Sean O'Shea, and as I said, I had the good fortune to see him perform that song yesterday. He did a little lecture about history of his involvement in the Irish traditional music scene and told the story behind the first time while driving from a recording session in Dublin back to Cork, Sean O'Reilly said to him, "Oh, I have a new song for you." And that song was the one we just heard, the Viva Van Usel. And the recording we heard there, as we said, dates from 1969. The Irish Music Festival, I should say, Savannah Irish Festival, also included another surprise guest. And this was somebody standing in for somebody who couldn't make it. And that was the flute player, Joni Madden, well known for her long tenure with Cherish the Ladies. And Gabriel Donoghue was there. She played with him. We had Martin de Cogan with Legacy and Cathy Ryan. And we're going to hear from Cathy Ryan in a few moments. We just heard an extraordinary track there, a well-known track, but I just wasn't aware of the history of it until I read the fine print on the CD. This is Matt Malloy from a CD that he recorded mostly live called The Pathway to the Well with John Carty and Artie McGlynn. But that particular track, he was unaccompanied, and it's actually a studio recording. And the track is called Easter Snow. And my jaw is still bouncing off the floor here at the documented antiquity of this track. It wasn't known by that title originally, but this Easter Snow tune is known to have been written by the Four Masters in the year 1330, and that just might be one of the oldest things you're going to hear on the Celtic Show, or on most shows on WRFG, or indeed on any radio station. 1330, the 30s, but the 1330s. Easter Snow is the tune, and Seamus Tansey is also well known for his version of it. We're now going to take a quick listen to Mr. Paddy Maloney, one of his many tin whistles, with Catherine Coleman. Catherine Coleman, astronaut at the International Space Station, has flutes gifted to her by Ian Anderson of Jethro Tull, Matt Malloy of the Chieftains, we just heard from him, and a tin whistle by Paddy Maloney. And after the Paddy Maloney track, we're going to play some Cathy Ryan. She was also at the Irish Festival in Savannah. And if you'd like a pair of tickets to see Cathy Ryan, she's playing at Eddie's Attic very soon, this coming Saturday, the 26th. The number down here is 404-523-8989. This is Paddy Maloney.
Thank you. Shuku polika shis lemash and kyarkar fatsa taspan. Oro magil biagram cream magil stu. Oro magil biag stu. Up the biag the wahar. Chai stornagar, wala chai stornagar, wala chai stornagar, wala manant pek than pashta.
Ryan there, and Patabiog the Water from her most recent album, The Farthest Wave. Kathy Ryan is playing at Eddie's Attic this coming Saturday, the 26th of February. We preceded that with a track from an album called Tin Whistles, put out by Paddy Maloney and Sean Potts, with a very discreet bower on by Pather Mercier, an original member of the Chieftains, all three of them, of course. And that album came out in 1973. We heard an air, Pert Nabucky, the fairy tune. Okay, we have ticket giveaways still for Kathy Ryan, if you're interested. It's this coming Saturday at Eddie's Attic. The number here is 404-523-8989. This is the High Kings. They return to the Rialto Theatre on the last day of March.
Fare thee well, my own true love. I'll think of you night and to old Ireland, goodbye to you, Ballastrand. No time to look back, facing the wind, fighting the waves. May heaven protect us all from cold hunger and angry squalls. I won't be lost, wind in the sails, carry me safe. So fare thee well, my own true love, I'll think of you night and day. A place in my mind you will surely find, although I am so far away. Someday here to Paddy's green shamrock shore. Out now on the ocean deep, ship's noise makes it hard to sleep. Tears
Titledy-titledy-ding, be sham of an here's the clown. The house of our relation, be she go panicky tone, they both run from Erdicks and titledy-titledy. Some titledy-titledy-ding, some titledy-titledy, some titledy-titledy-ding. Weak she lads and gar, be careful got bald in peak, keep it here on your balls of whiskey silver sticks and titledy-titledy. Some titledy-titledy-ding, some titledy-titledy, some titledy-titledy-ding. Hit her, he cuddled got thrown. Dog wish a box round with it. Post a shum in each gummed out, mahu shum she nam chicke. Some titledy-titledy, some titledy-titledy-ding, some titledy-titledy, some titledy-titledy-ding, some titledy-titledy, titledy-titledy-ding, some titledy-titledy, some titledy-titledy-ding.
That was Bua, and they are actually here in Atlanta tomorrow night playing a house concert in Roswell. It's all happening at 7 o'clock, I believe, and the phone number for information is 678-559-6796. That's 678-559-6796. We heard a song and a bunch of tunes there, starting with Up in the Garret and finishing with the Leitrim Quickstep, and it's all from their album Bua, Live at Martyrs. We have lots of other concerts coming up. Just played you also a track from the High Kings. We played Paddy's Green Shamrock Shore. They have a new album out, and they are playing on the last day of March, and that's going to be at the Rye Alto. However, this week we have lots of shows coming up, and we have two ticket giveaways for you in the next few minutes, so please be on standby. Enter the Haggis are playing this coming Saturday and Sunday. Saturday at Smith's Old Bar, and Sunday is at the Wild Wing Cafe in Marietta, and that's an all-ages show. Kathy Ryan at Eddie's Attic on Saturday, the 26th of February. We're going to hear from Celtic Woman in a moment. Celtic Woman are doing two shows, and we have ticket giveaways for the Wednesday show. They're playing Wednesday the 23rd. They're also playing on Thursday the 24th, and this is at the Fox Theatre. Afraid to say, you have to wait till I finish speaking before you phone. People are trying to get in early here. We have ticket giveaways for Cathy Ryan. One more pair of tickets for Cathy Ryan and one more pair of tickets for Celtic Woman. And the number down here is 404-523-8989. Hope you've enjoyed the show today. We'll be back next week. In the meantime, here is Celtic Woman with She Moved Through the Fair. Be good.
Shut up.